my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 95. He is risen. Listen to these words. Let them land. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Matthew 28:6. It was women who went to the tomb before dawn. They carried spices. They went to tend to a body, and what they found was the impossible, a grave that held no one, just folded linen, just silence, and a light that had no business being there, and an angel with a sentence that changed everything. Stay with that for a moment. Every great figure in history has a tomb that keeps them. They are there, but here is an empty place. And all of history, every promise God has ever made, every hope you have ever carried in your chest, pivots on that absence. The angel left no room for uncertainty. He didn't say, perhaps he has risen. He said, he has risen, as he said. And that is where the real weight falls. As he said, Jesus had announced this. His words were not poetry. They were not metaphor. They were promise. And the resurrection is the proof that every single word that left his mouth came to be fulfilled. That changes everything you are facing today. If he is risen, then death is not a wall. It is a door. And if death, which was fear's final argument, lost, then what does fear have left to say to you? About that diagnosis? About that future that feels sealed shut? About the thing in your life that looks like a dead end? Fear lost its last argument the moment the stone was rolled away. And then the angel invites, come and see. Not believe without looking. Come and see. Faith is not afraid of inspection. God never asked you to switch off your mind. He welcomes honest questions. He welcomes genuine doubt. Come with everything you have and look. But the angel didn't stop there. The very next sentence is a commission. Go quickly and tell. Resurrection news was never meant to stay at the tomb. It was never meant to be kept inside one person. Those women ran, afraid and filled with enormous joy at the same time, and they went to tell. A news too large to fit inside silence. And you, my friend, you have someone like that in your life. Someone coming into this week carrying a weight that feels final. Someone who doesn't yet know that death lost. Someone who needs to hear he lives. So here is the call for today. Before breakfast, before you open your work, before you check anything else, pick up your phone and send one message to one person. It can be three words. He is risen. It can be more, but send it. Don't leave the news locked inside the tomb. The resurrection happened, and it is still happening. Every time someone carrying weight meets someone carrying hope, stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.